Well, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. This is the Global Water Healing Meditation on March 7th, 2025. And I am very grateful you're all here with us and so thankful for the so many of you that show up month after month now for 15 years. What is it? I don't know. A long time. And I'm really excited today to have Linda Shea here to lead the meditation. Linda has been involved with this from day one with her business partner, David, and I couldn't do this every month without their help. So I'm so grateful to have them both involved in all aspects of this meditation group. So for those of you who don't know Linda, she's a dolphin ambassador for Joyful Living. She's an energy healer, an author, and the founder of Dolphin Heart World. And it's been more than 25 years that Linda's been collaborating with Dolphin Consciousness to help people heal their hearts, transform their consciousness, and find their joy. And Linda has a really unique gift that she is able to share called the Dolphin Attunement Journey. And it's really a new spiritual path on Earth that attunes humans to the high, fine frequency of dolphins. So it makes it easier to let go of resistance and struggle and live in a higher state of love and joy and connection. And who doesn't need that right now? So in the course of all of these attunements, Linda's also trained over 100 certified dolphin energy practitioners, and they're living around the world. And she offers dolphin energy healing sessions as well as virtual programs. And if you haven't read her book, Dolphin Love from Sea to Land, you really need to do that. It's fabulous. And, of course, Linda also has a chapter in Dolphins and Whales Forever. So I'm so grateful to have her here today. She got up maybe before the crack of dawn out in Hawaii to call in and share a beloved meditation with us today. So thank you, Linda, so, so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Mary. You do such a nice job with these introductions. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, let's see. As I've been sitting here, so some of you have been kind of following my journey since I moved to the Big Island finally just over 2.5 years ago. And I just landed recently in my fourth place to live since I moved here. And I am sitting on my lanai, my porch right now, overlooking Kealakekua Bay, which is the bay that where my life completely changed in a wild dolphin encounter in 1996. So it's kind of like all these years later, it's coming up on 30 years next year. I've come full circle, and this is now my home. And as I sit here preparing for the meditation, listening to all of you calling in and saying hi, my insides are kind of getting like jello. And it's what I'm feeling is the consciousness of water itself is really, really, really what's coming in for this meditation. I have no idea how it's going to show up or play out, but let's just all go into this shared experience together. I invite us to close our eyes and to exhale. And then consciously, deeply, fully receive this life-filled oxygen from around you this life force-filled oxygen, receive it into your body. Knowing that every molecule of air has water in it. So as we breathe in, we're breathing in water. Let's be present to the water that we're taking in with our breath. And as we exhale, we're exhaling moisture. And as we know, our bodies are predominantly water. So let's be present to the presence of water in us. Feel the movement of that water, the purpose of that water. The fluidity of that water, the movement. And this water is relaxing you, bringing you into a calm, quiet, still place within the core of your being, within your sacred heart. And within our sacred heart, what we experience is oneness with all of life. There are no borders, no boundaries. And the quality is love. So this loving oneness is what the consciousness of water is bringing forth in all of us. Feel your body align with that. Realize the truth of that. And in this space, healing can happen. Beautiful healing of our physical forms. And with the knowing that we are microcosms of the macrocosm, that everything that exists is within us. We bring that healing, that space of oneness, the purity of oneness to all of life. And we particularly focus that on the waters of planet Earth. So think about your favorite bodies of water that you have experienced in this life. For me, I'm looking out at the Pacific Ocean here around the island of Hawaii. And Know that that is inside of you. All of these bodies of water, the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the rain that falls from the sky, all of that is inside of you. So be with that, with your unique quality of love that only you bring and that you express in this lifetime. The dolphins are present. They're contributing their love, their intention for the healing of the waters on earth, and they're inside of you. All of them. Whale is present with their grace, the vastness, the depth. All of the whales on earth and in spirit are inside of you. All of the beings of the sea, all of the life forms in the rivers and the streams and the ponds are with us. They're joining with us in this experience of oneness to bring healing to the waters, and all of them are inside of you. The mountains of earth that collect and magnetize clouds that bring the water that then streams down the mountains and feeds the rivers that feed the oceans. The mountains are inside of you. Stars in the sky that shine down on planet Earth are joining with us. They are inside of you. And the web that weaves all of life together is love. And love who you are. We're going to be silent. We simply rest together in oneness. The beautiful human pod. Infusing our healing love into the waters. water is sparkling with aliveness. Glittering with our love. The consciousness of water embraces us. Great love and gratitude. The beings of the sea and the beings of the rivers and the ponds and the lakes and the streams. Rejoice and they thank you. Mother Earth feels refreshed, enlivened, renewed. She thanks you. And your body, every cell, every particle of matter in your body has been revitalized, enlivened. Your body thanks you. And I invite us all, by way of completion, to join hands in a spirit circle from all of the places on earth that we reside and celebrate one another, celebrate this beautiful pot of humans that has come together in this call, those who will listen to the recording. Celebrate these beautiful humans who love and care so much about this planet and who love and care so much about the waters of this planet. What a gift to join together once a month to do this. Feel the presence of all present on this call. And feel all that love that you are a part of, that you have contributed to. With our dear Mary in the center as the creator of this incredible service. Mary, we pour our love and gratitude to you. And now let's release your hands and bring all of this love into your own heart. Knowing that all of us, everyone here, is inside of you. How blessed we are. And let's bring deep breaths into the body. Give your body loving touch. Coming back into time and space. And as you open your eyes and gently look around, notice if the world looks different in any way. Notice if you feel different. And we are
Oh, thank you, Linda. I think it's going to take a minute for people to get back into their earthly bodies. So be sure to wiggle your toes and fingers and make sure you're fully back into your physical body before you try to stand up or move around. And then if there's anyone who would like to share something with Linda, hit *6 and tell us your name.
Aloha, this is Merlady from Hawaii.
Hello, Merlady.
I just wanted to say that through the whole meditation, the whales were with us and they were singing.
Oh, yay.
Adding their beautiful voices to and hearts to our meditation.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you, whale.
Hi, Linda. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I could feel the energy as soon as you started. And I could just hear I started yawning, which means energy is going through me. And I felt impressed to hold a crystal that I have, which I've dedicated to the whales. And when we did the whale attunements, I would hold this crystal every time so it has that energy in it, and I could definitely feel, as the last speaker said, that that whale energy was definitely with us. So thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. I got shivers on that. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Linda. That's big medicine. We are grateful.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Hello, Linda.
Hello, Tom.
Do you recognize me? Yes.
Good. I certainly did. Yes.
Good. Well, your energy is good. Maybe this is for you. Maybe this is for Mary Gittin. But has anybody been hearing from Granny lately and from this poor this poor orca mom who keeps losing her calves? I wonder what's going on with all that.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Granny lately. I think it's really just the poor state of health that population is in. And yeah, it's sad. It's sad to see that happening. So, yeah, I don't know what they can do about it. You know, they've been trying to increase the rivers that the salmon used to spawn in, you know, so there is definitely a food issue with those resident orcas in Washington.
And the pollution issue, I've been in touch with a group called Stewardship Partners who are trying to clean up the water of the Sound.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to help them out and trying to send them all the water healing prayer that I can.
Yeah.
I hate to see the loss of baby orcas.
Yeah, it's very hard. But, you know, I mean, the thing we can do is just keep sending love up there, because Granny used to say that, you know, they could really feel when everybody was sending their fear and distress about what was happening. And she said, don't do that. Don't send us that fear and anxiety and pain, you know. Send us love and light and hold us in a state of health and happiness. So that's what I try to remember when these things happen, is that, you know, all we can do is just hold them in our hearts and say, you know, we love you, you know, we see your population growing, and just encourage them as best we can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. If there's anything you can do on the physical plane, sure. But, yeah, just to support them emotionally and let them know how much we love them.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Hi, Linda. This is Saskia from the Netherlands.
Oh, hi, Thank Saskia. Thank you. Yes.
A beautiful meditation. And at the beginning of the meditation, when you mentioned that water is everywhere and the information of all those places, sky, the ocean, mountains, etc., is in us, I felt, oh, this whole information field of the earth is inside me. And then I found a couple of whales, and I started journeying with the whales. And amazingly enough, I was presented with three small fires. They are very contained, these fires. Each fire was in a small pot, and I had to extinguish them in order to continue the journey. And then the journey went so deep that I really, I remember that a lot was happening, but I don't remember exactly what. But the whales were with me all the time. And very beautiful and healing journey. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful. I'm glad that you came on to share that with us, Saskia. Thank you for doing your journey within the journey. That's powerful. Beautiful.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Is there somebody else that wanted to share something before we close it up?
I just wanted to say something that I saw on Facebook yesterday. And it was a dolphin and an orca whale who had mated, and they had produced something that's now being called a wolfin. So the baby is from I don't know who the mother was, a dolphin orca whale mix. I know, of course, the orca whales are of the dolphin family, but I found that kind of interesting.
Right.
Yeah. I haven't heard of that combo. I've heard of other wolfins. I think it's been in captivity. Wasn't it a pilot whale
with
a dolphin? Do you remember that, Linda?
I remember, I remember the term, and I remember mm-hmm. that it happened, but I don't remember the specifics of it. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty
yeah.
trippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the mom would have had to have been the orca.
Yeah.
Because of the size difference. So
right.
The dolphin probably couldn't birth a half orca.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's always those sneaky little men that get in there.
Yes. Thanks, Linda. That's interesting. I hadn't seen that.
No, I haven't either. Yeah, thanks. It's always interesting to see new critters show up.
Uh-huh, it is.
A lot of times they're not able to reproduce, but it's still interesting to have them around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, of course, that's like a mule. It's a, what's it, a...
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, same thing.
A horse and a donkey, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had in the San Juans, we had two porpoise species, and they were doing some interbreeding. The Dolls porpoise and Harbor porpoise. But I don't know if they ever found if they were reproductively viable. But they were, they lived, they were out there running around.
Huh.
So that was pretty exciting.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if there's nobody else that has anything they want to share, I think we'll just wrap it up for today. Thank you so much, Linda. I really appreciate it. I love it when you share with us like this. And
oh, thanks for having me, Mary. And again, thank you for just being responsible for all of this for so many years.
Yeah.
It's just it's amazing, and you're so good at it.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'm excited to say next month, April 4th, is our next meditation. And Muriel is going to be leading that from Ivy Island. So you don't want to miss that. So I'm going to unmute everybody so we can all say goodbye. And I wonder, is there anybody, if there's anybody that had trouble logging on, would you stay on? And David, would you stay on for a few minutes to see if we could figure out what was happening here? Okay. Hold on.
Sure. Sure.
Okay,
sure, I got it.
Thanks. Let's just stick around for a few minutes and see if anybody has something they can share about having trouble getting on. Okay.
Thank you.